Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon joins us now, as he does each week at this time, to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that you can turn to for all things ETF related, whether it's Tom's picks, but also what's new, what's happening, what's changing in the ETF landscape. And beyond the website, ETFtrends.com, of course, they're on Twitter at ETFtrends, where Tom is also around. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the PIMCO Low Duration Active ETF, ticker symbol LDUR.
LDUR, PIMCO, Low Duration Active Bond ETF. A lot there. Of course, PIMCO as the sponsor, low duration as the time frame. Very important right now, I would assume, and part of the story here, because we've got rates going up, but then you've got active, and that's something we don't see in every ETF. So what's driving the bus here this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned active. There aren't that many active ETFs that are out there. In fact, in a recent survey we did among financial advisors and asked them what percent of them have active ETFs, and it was something like 70%. A lot of advisors feel that smart beta-related ETFs or intelligent index-oriented ETFs are active, but in fact they're not. They're index-based. PIMCO really is one of the few, and in fact the leader in active ETFs. And as one of the best fixed income managers in the country, early on, they launched a suite of active fixed income ETFs. And the idea here is you don't have to index it. It gives you the flexibility that on any given day, based on what's going on in the market and what your research tells you, like an active mutual fund, you can make changes. Recently, I interviewed Jerome Schneider, who is the portfolio manager for this ETF, and we talked about the current state of interest rates, where it might be going in 2017. And this ETF, which is nicknamed ELDUR, LDUR, but they call it ELDUR, is a great replacement for other aspects of your fixed income portfolio. Number one, money market funds aren't paying anything, and now in a rising rate environment, they in fact themselves could be challenged to maintain the dollar per share price. So that's one thing. The other thing, which is crazy, and I didn't know this until he told me, is that the Barclays Ag Index, the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index, since 2008, has actually almost doubled its duration of the holdings within the index, number one. And number two, the credit quality has decreased dramatically. So for investors and advisors who've been holding the Barclays Ag and doing quite well in the last 8 years, great. But now we're in the situation where if we are really seeing some momentum in rising rates, there's more risk in the Barclays Ag than most people thought than when maybe they bought it many years ago.
That being the case, is this a 200-day moving average play, or is this not like a 200-day moving average play? Because as we see rates rise, we could see things happening with bond prices, and you could see this kind of get shaken up a little.
I think the big thing, Chuck, is you have to really look at your fixed income portfolio. If you are long duration, just because you're going after yield, that's where your exposure is, especially in treasuries. However, regarding risk, there are actually a lot of corporate and even high yield bonds and bond-related ETFs that are doing quite well. And they're paying you that extra yield to move from treasuries to the corporate side. In this ETF specifically, they have the freedom to invest not just in treasuries, but in corporates and high-quality corporates, even some high yields, but they actually have other fixed income tools that you might be able to use as well, including global allocations that at this point in time look fairly attractive based on the fact that yields can't go that much lower. So we're in a situation here where I think we're going to see active management within fixed income begin to get a lot more attention. We've had 30 years of declining interest rates, and for anybody who's invested in fixed income, that's not a bad period of time, and you're probably patting yourself on the back that even if you didn't make the yield, you made some appreciation. But those days are numbered, and going forward, as many people are looking for safety, and yes, yield, and eventually some appreciation as well, it's going to be really tough to get that unless you've got some pretty smart folks that are pulling the trigger. And I think at PIMCO over the years, they've done a pretty good job with this. This is low duration, again, a very, very short maturity. And right now, with a yield of about 2%, going head-to-head with a 10-year Treasury, but not nearly the risk that you would see.
Yeah, at the very least, I would assume this is a pretty good parking place as you're trying to figure out what you want to do next with your bond money, if not the longer-term play here, right?
That's it. And I think parking places are things that we're going to be looking for in the fixed income side because, yes, here we have another hike here in December, but, boy, you know, what happens in the first quarter if we start to see another one and then another one in the second quarter? For the first time, as a lot of people have been talking about rising rates and what it might mean to your income portfolio, the chicken may be coming home to roost, and that's the big thing.
That's why you want to consider the PIMCO Low Duration Active ETF, Elder, L-D-U-R, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website for his picks, for news on ETFs, and much, much more. While you're at it, follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon.